when we look over the course of the past year, we had Milo Yiannopoulos on this campus. And we look at what happened this last weekend. Events like these are unfortunately becoming things of the norm on college campuses, and we have to do better to show that that's not something that we want on this campus. To the reaction that I had was one of my stomach churning, because I know that the peers that elected me to serve as their student body president, this is not something that they want to see on this campus.
Do you know anything about any white nationalist groups that are here on campus, or have you heard or been tipped off to any kind of groups on campus that might be organizing?
Well, I know that in the past year we have seen some tweets and other Facebook posts and social media posts of other groups that have tried posting things on this campus. I'm not currently aware of any students or friends of mine that are part of those groups, so I couldn't tell you whether or not they are present on this campus.
What was your reaction to last weekend's events at University of Virginia in Charlottesville?
I was really stunned. I was sad afterwards, and my emotions really can't be put into words, because immediately after, waking up in the morning to see that on the news, that this is where it was going, and to start off the day like that, I think we have not healed clearly as a country in past historical events, but most certainly after this past election. So what happened was, after the events that had taken place on that Saturday, colleagues of mine across the country in the same position as student body president, we started out a statement to say that we don't tolerate this on our campuses, and we will do all that we can in our power to advocate for things like this to be avoided, to not happen on our campus. And I signed on to that statement, and to this date now, to this time actually, we have over 180 different student body presidents across the nation that have signed on to this statement. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud that, we have a student body that understands that this is something that does not belong here. Our diversity is our strength. And I am really proud of the fact that President Simon has put that in her statements. I'm proud that our administrators reflect that. And I just really hope that they consider that as they make a decision on whether or not that this will go forward on our campus.
What would you say to students who maybe feel a little bit scared, worried, threatened about just hearing that this request has been made, that, that it could come this close to them?
Mm-hmm. I would say that, trust that there are going to be people here for you, whether it's advocating to, protect the safety and security of students on this campus. Also recognize that we have, a campus community of over 50,000 on this campus. And, that anywhere we go, we know that there is going to be a small minority that are going to be people that are, jerks, for lack of a better word, or, people that aren't going to be inclusive. And I think to look at our values as an institution, we need to recognize that one of our core values as Spartans is to be inclusive. And I think as our institution goes forward, if we truly are going to stick to our values, we will consider that as we look at these, not only this current request that we see on the docket, but as we go forward into the next year and years following that, for future Spartan's sake, we need to be considering of our core values.